Welcome to this episode of the 9420 podcast, where we talk about the music that we love and the industry that we tolerate.
All this scuffed up stuff I've been given. I don't know all that much. Yeah, I'm numb to the touch, but I'm willing. And the blood in my veins is as clear as my pain is here. So won't you come around here, my dear misgivings. I ain't your fight, ain't your hound in the night, honey dripping. Ain't the glass in your eyes, no, that look of surprise is your tripping. And everything that I say is the same thing reread in. Yeah. So don't you send for me, my clean beam is given. Myself, I ain't shaking, that my stomach ain't aching, that my heart's got a natural rhythm. But who's here to deceive? It's just me, and who am I kidding? I'm just a rattle and hum, an old beach bum. Tell me, where can we meet, my sweet misgiving?
Hey everyone, and welcome to this episode of the 9420 podcast. That was Japan Guitar Shop with Miss Gibbons. Hi Carl and Greg, how are you both doing?
Hello.
Hey guys.
Hello. I like Japan Guitar Shop. I haven't heard this either. I don't think I've heard it.
But it's kind of an odd name for that kind of music, I would think.
I dig the name.
They're our first Cambodian band.
Wow.
Right.
Yep, okay. They're all the way from Cambodia.
It's a really great rhyming scheme.
That's not Japan.
No, so I think in our Questions of the Week segment, they'll tell us a little bit about why their band is named that, and if not, I'll go into detail, but it's very interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was cool.
You know what happened? I'm really depressed about this.
Mm.
So, I didn't win the lottery.
Nor did I.
I didn't win that $1 billion.
Neither did I.
Somebody in New Jersey won it.
I know.
I've been playing the lottery, and I didn't win it. What's going on here?
I know, man.
That's not right.
You know, I had something interesting happen that was a connection from a long time ago, a family member. And you know how people will always say, well, that's that person sending you a sign or whatever. I was like, I would prefer that she enhance my ability to win the damn lottery if she can do that kind of thing from the beyond, right?
Yeah, they have no control of that.
Yeah, no control over luck. I used to love what Larry King used to say. He didn't believe in psychics, or he didn't believe that people could tell the future. And he would say, if you can tell the future, why ain't you at the track? That was his line. Why ain't you at the track?
There's a funny little like meme with this guy who's been fighting with his wife forever. And the husband goes, hey, honey, if I won the lottery, what would you do? She goes, I would take half and I'd leave you. And he goes, okay, I won. Here's your $6. Now get out.
Right. He got one number or something. $12, right? That's fun. I remember once seeing a kind of a newsreel footage type thing of when people would win the lottery. And this was back in the day when it was a few million dollars and it wasn't any big deal. But this dude had a big smile on his face, and he had his wife on one side and his girlfriend on the other, and everybody was smiling. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, that should have been. I can see how that turned out. I don't know. So other than that, you know, had a cold.
Other than not being a billionaire.
I had a cold the last couple of weeks, one of those on and off, didn't want to go away.
Yeah. But it wasn't COVID or the flu or anything.
No, it wasn't COVID. It wasn't RSV. It was just, well, that's so scary now. You can't just get sick anymore. I used to be able to just get sick and I was all right. But now anything happens, oh my God, is it something?
What is it now?
Is it Ebola, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, right.
Ebola.
Whatever.
Didn't we have an outbreak of that like back in 2010 or something like that?
I think I got scurvy.
Yeah, there you go.
So what are we doing here?
Consumption.
We're talking about the music. Is there anything to talk about the music?
If you get the consumption, I think you die. I don't think anybody gets over consumption.
I don't think so. But you were talking about before, Carl, your thoughts on songwriting and where it's going in the future.
Well, I don't want to get crazy, but AI is getting so stupid that it's kind of making what we do really not that special. You know, with these algorithms now, you just put in some ideas and it comes up with these songs that are just as good as anything. I don't know. So it's getting really weird. So I think in the next, I wouldn't even say 10 years, because technology like is moving so fast now. Within months and years, things now are changing. Mm-hmm. So I think in the next 5 years, 2 years, I think this whole music industry is going to be a different whole landscape.
I don't know. It's hard to get a grasp of, because I think there are millions and millions of people in the world that aren't very discerning about what they listen to.
Right.
But you know, I mean, so those kinds of people are going to be swayed and influenced and perhaps entertained or maybe placated by this stuff that just comes out of the ether, right? But for a small percentage of people, we're still going to be interested in what Japan Guitar Shop has to write,
you know,
has to
weird.
Say.
Let's take it to another thing. You know, they have this new video thing. It's in beta now, but basically what it is, you type in a sentence. Let's say you type in a sentence, a stray dog walking down a street in Italy, and he meets a man who hands him a piece of bread. You just type that in, and then it just conjures that up, and not cartoon-like. It looks real. You see a picture. You can go online, and I forget the website. No, but it's like this technology is coming where it's going to, like, do away with movie production. It's going to do away with, like, you won't need. Remember, you know the way guys make storyboards?
Yeah.
Right.
Nowadays, you don't have to do it anymore. You just actually just say them, and it'll make them, it'll show them. It's bizarre.
Well,
it's
when Mid Journey came out, I became a little bit obsessed with it, so I played with it for a while, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I mean, I actually am a person that is a supporter of creative stakeholders and artists, but I can't deny that I don't think these AI images are cool. I think they're really interesting and fascinating and cool. And I've never seen graphic artists put on paper what this AI can produce. But having said that, so I started looking into it. I thought this is going to take over graphic novels. This is going to take over short film. This is going to take over everything. But you know what it can't do?
What?
It can't, if I say, show me a picture of a man giving a dog, a stray dog, a piece of bread in Italy. And then if I say, and then his wife walks up and swats the dog away. Okay, so it can't go scene by scene, and actually he will not look the same in your second request that he did in your first.
That's now, but I think as it progresses,
maybe that's true,
where you can control it. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, you can't create characters that have a narrative behind them, you know. It's just like,
but
it's
right
all
now,
singular
right now,
image
right now.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, yeah. I think it also is good to bring up, to relate it back to the music industry a little bit, is that Elvis Act that Governor Lee just signed in. It was passed in like the House and the State Senate, I think, like a month or two ago, where we talked about it, where it's protecting an artist's likeness now and their copyright that they have to go after people who use that. So that's where, with this AI stuff where it's generating, what's it to say where if someone looks like that they can go after and say, I know this is AI generated, but it looks like me. It's taking my likeness and being profited off of it, too. I think there's so many gray areas.
It's going to be a big mess.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm thinking? I had this other thought, too. Now, you'll tell me. It sounds like someone's landing a plane. You hear that?
Yeah,
that's the lawnmower. It's
the lawnmower.
I'm so sorry. Okay. I'll mute myself until I have to talk.
But so,
oh, man. Oh.
But you know what's kind of strange? Is that maybe I'm wrong, but it's like the great wonders of the world. I don't know where I'm going with this, but like
Niagara Falls.
Take the greatest, no, not even that. Yeah. Take the greatest thing man has ever made. You know, mankind, like the Mona Lisa,
the Egyptian,
whatever,
Sphinx, and everything.
Has anything we've done really that great? You know, is it really great? Like, is the greatest? Like, take a great play someone has written. I don't know. Pick a great play. Is it really that great? Is Hey Jude really that great?
The Sistine Chapel.
Yeah, is it that great? It's okay. I think you know, we're mediocre as a species. I think even our greatest achievements are kind of, you know, big deal. You know, then nothing we do compares to anything that nature does. Still, if you ask me,
we spend our lives trying to figure out where we fit in, right?
And I guess
there's some distractions along the way which we can use. But
I think we're just a mediocre group of people. I don't mean that
for the most part, right?
For the most part. And I think, like, you know, and like, I don't know, man, like how many hours I waste watching TV. You know, and not only do I watch TV, I watch old shows. So I'm watching a show from like 20 years ago, wasting my time watching an old show.
I know.
Not living my life. What a waste. TV is a waste of time.
Well, I believe that too.
Pull out the plug. I think we need we have to end electricity. Everything's worked, you know, if we end electricity, we can plug nothing in.
Yep.
Once the batteries go dead, we're done.
We'll become an AM radio station for you, just so you can still listen to us.
No, you need electricity for that. What we need to do is just all go back to staring into campfires and hitting each other over the head with rocks. That's essentially what we need to do.
I feel as I get older and I look around, I go, you know, I get on the elevator in my building and like, I'm on the 10th floor, like someone gets on the 9th floor, they get on, and then immediately they pull out, they don't even have it in their hands when they get on, but then they pull out their phone and they're scrolling immediately.
Right.
Like you're so afraid to connect and look at somebody and talk.
Oh,
we're like
no
living
question.
In these pods. Why don't we just, you know, the Matrix is real.
Actually, so I'm in New York right now, which is also why my audio sounds terrible for everyone listening. But we were in the airport yesterday, and I had Kenzie with me, and she was doing her little purple laptop thing. but I refused to pull my phone out so that I could pay attention to her and make sure that like nothing would happen. But I was looking around and you're right. Everyone was on their phone. No one was connecting. There's maybe like a handful of people that were in a group that were talking, but like they were being super quiet so you couldn't hear them. But like anytime Kenzie would say something to me because she had headphones on, it would be super loud. And I would get stares like, how dare your child make a noise? And I'm like, get off your phone and look around. Like she's a 5-year-old kid. She's allowed to do that. But like, it's almost like you have to be quiet and look at your phone or else you're not being, you know, polite in society now.
Do you ever go on Netflix and see the top 10 streaming of that week?
Oh, yeah. I see it all the time.
It's all crap. Yeah. It's like, really? People are watching this crap? Like, you know, it's crap.
What'd you think of Poor Things?
Crap.
I thought it was kind of crap.
It was crap. It was just a bunch of weirdness.
You know, it looked good, but...
No, it didn't. I know you like all that weird stuff, but it was just... You know what I liked? I liked American Fiction. I liked Holdovers. They were just stories with acting and people acting out a story. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah. I don't want to see, you know, I don't care how many superheroes do what. I don't need some CGI. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be weird. I hate Tim Burton. Sorry. You know, all that crap. It's just crap. It's self-indulging crap.
The new Beetlejuice looks pretty poor.
Oh, it's all crap.
I don't understand why they have to remake something that was already good. Like, it's always bad the second time around. Like, the new Willy Wonka movie that was, like, the prequel to Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. They didn't have to make that. There was no reason for it.
Yeah, have they remade Gone with the Wind?
Which is interesting when you consider that really the bulk of Hollywood, what they do is they're story collectors. I mean, you know, I love that story. I love that script. Here's a dollar. If we ever make it, you're going to make a ton of money. But we might not ever make it, but we're just collecting all the stories. So
I don't know if you guys know this, but Reese Witherspoon has a book club. And the reason it's so profitable isn't because people are paying each month to like get these books that she's recommending. She's actually going to the authors and saying, I really like your story for free. I want to put it in my book club for the month. Thousands upon thousands of people will buy your book, but I want to have first right of refusal to make it into a movie if it ever comes to that. And that's where she's making like billions of dollars with this book club, because she's paying for those stories to be able to take it and make it into movies if she ever wants to do it.
Yeah, but none of those movies will ever get made.
Disclaimer. And today, ladies and gentlemen, Nicole is like recording her podcast from inside a lawnmower machine shop.
I didn't have room to bring my microphone. I'm really sorry.
A lawnmower repair shop.
Nicole.
I'm so dedicated to this podcast that without the microphone, Nicole, I still will record it.
I don't know if we should keep it or not. It's pretty outrageous. It's pretty outrageous.
My gut is to annoy people.
Speaking of annoying people, have you both seen the article on Spotify where they came out with the fact that they paid out $9 billion in revenues in 2023?
Oh.
Billion what?
$9 billion. And
how much did they take in?
I don't know. But it annoys me because they put in it like, 1,200 artists made over $1 million, 11,000 generated over 100,000. 66 generated over 10,000.
Bad Bunny, Ed Sheeran, and Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but to me, like, I think sometimes people think like, oh my gosh, like 66,000 artists made over $10,000. You can't live off $10,000.
No,
it's just crazy. I think how
people so sad
think that you can make money, but really you can't.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's there are further problematic scenarios associated with their stranglehold on streaming. I was unaware until a few weeks ago that they actually have a background music service, which has been pretty pervasive because, you know, they have all the content. So
they're going down.
I don't know.
I guarantee they will be bankrupt by 2027.
When the AI hits,
no, 2027 anymore. Spotify will be in check. They'll go the way of AOL.
Well,
and Blockbuster.
We can wish, but
I know for a fact they're done. So you
forgot to add in like MySpace.
MySpace.
Yeah, there you go.
That's my feeling.
As Nicole mows the back 40.
sorry.
Lord have mercy.
The walls in New York are not as thick as the walls in Tennessee, apparently.
Oh, man.
No grass in New York. What are they mowing?
No, on Long Island they do. They have land.
Okay.
Well, so why don't we let the lawnmower do its thing and listen to another song by Japan Guitar Shop.
Hold on for a second. Let's just listen to the lawnmower. Be quiet for a second.
This is like the...
Now it's gone. It's like
This is like the bowling episode.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll let the lawnmower do its thing. But while we listen to that, we will listen to another song by Japan Guitar Shop called Promised Land. But before that, we'll hear a little bit more about the 9420 podcast. This episode is sponsored by the 9420 podcast. That's right. We are sponsoring ourselves this week and encouraging you all to listen to the over 100 episodes we currently have in our rotation. Each episode features a new independent music artist who's looking to make it in this industry. For more information, you can go to our website, which is 9420.com. That is the numbers 94 and the letters T-W-E-N-T-Y.
I can tell that ain't AI.
No, absolutely. I'm pretty sure this was the song when they submitted originally to be featured on the podcast that I was like, yes, absolutely, they will be on. So,
is Greg going to join us again? Or is he?
I just got unmuted. Oh, say hallelujah! I like it.
That's the one thing that the saving grace is that, you know, with all this technology, I think there is always that human factor, that imperfection that is the saving grace to me of all art. So here I am, typical as Carl, totally contradicting what I said earlier in the podcast.
Which is also why the lawnmower isn't going to annoy you, because it's a human aspect to what we're doing.
Right.
I like the guitars on these lawnmowers. Guitars are cool.
It's like it's amazing how people are still doing that. That's like not going to be recorded in 1973.
It's interesting. I wonder if Japan Guitar Shop has anything to do with the idea that, you know, in Japan there are literally cults surrounding kind of roots music, American music, rockabilly. There's a huge, huge following of roots music inside Japanese culture. I wonder if that has something to do with it. Plus, the guitars are really cool. The sounds are great.
Why don't we find out in our Questions of the Week segment?
Yeah, they have nice. I'm curious now.
So the first question that we ask them is to tell us a little bit about themselves.
Hi, so this is Cove, lead singer for Japan Guitar Shop. The other folks couldn't be here for this right now. They're out there tied up in musical endeavors. This question's asking us to tell you a little bit about ourselves. So we are based in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, in Southeast Asia, where we all met. Colin and I and another guy started the band a few years ago and have had the opportunity to play with a wide range of excellent musicians. We just released an album called Done You Right. We're an all-original band. It's an all-original album, and it is available on all the major platforms. Kind of a blues rock, alt soul, hip-hop, folk, rock and roll band. We tour around Southeast Asia with our eyes on the rest of the world. And we're happy to be featured on this wonderful podcast.
Cool. I like the contemplative nature of Cove's comments there.
Kind of matches your contemplative nature.
Well, I don't know, but I think it's cool. Phnom Penh, I would not have considered the idea that you could launch an alt-soul rock and roll band from Cambodia. But I think that's amazing.
You know, contradicting myself once again is what I do so well, even though I want you to pull the plug, because technology is ruining the world. But one thing it does allow, it makes the world very small.
It also makes the world very, very, very affordable. You know how cheap it is to live there?
Yeah. Well, and it makes it for bands like Japan Guitar Shop to be able to be featured on our podcast and find us. So.
How'd they even find us?
They Googled us. That we've been getting a lot of like international submissions lately, and I think Google's finally, at least outside of America, been showing us a lot more.
So we're in the wrong country?
We're in the wrong country.
I think we're in the wrong country.
It's just lying. Say we're from somewhere else.
So
live from Istanbul.
So the next question that we asked the band is, what music artists have influenced your career so far?
As far as influences go, we've all got our own, obviously. I personally grew up paying a lot of attention to those self-important lyricists like Dylan, you know, Cohen, Cave, Chestnut, Colin. A student of hip-hop, student and a lover of hip-hop. But we have broad range of influences. Plus, we've got people from all over the globe that we've met up with here, from Mexico, Australia, Italy, France, the States, Philippines, and those people are all bringing their influences as well. The band was listening a lot in the vans and the and the studios that we've been in recently while recording our new album, Done You Right, to a lot of, what were we listening to? Black Pumas, Kung Bin, a local band called Geography of the Moon. Not sure if that shows up much on the album, but that's what we were listening to. And those are some of our influences. Thank you again for having us. And New Japan Guitar Shop album, Done You Right, available now.
You know any of those people, and Greg?
The early influences, the ones he's talking about.
Black Pumas, is that the,
yeah, Black Pumas is, I think, kind of a, like a psychedelic kind of take on roots. You know, he mentioned Dylan and Cohen and what did he say? The self-important writers. I love his rhyming schemes. I mean, you can hear that in the first track that we heard. Takes those rhymes that aren't pure, but yet they work beautifully in the phrasing of the song.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we know, Nicole, do we know, is Cove Cambodian or is he an American in Cambodia?
I think he's an American in Cambodia, but the reason they call themselves Japan Guitar Shop is because of the thrift store where kind of they all met and came up with this idea. And that was called Japan Guitar Shop.
Wow.
There you go.
Cool.
Well, yeah. you got to like it.
Yeah, man. It's really well done. Really well done.
So what else do we want to talk about? Anything that we care about here?
I mean, I do want to wish my mom a happy birthday, considering that's why I'm in New York. So.
One of our core listeners.
Yes, one of our only listeners sometimes.
Happy birthday.
Is she the one out there cutting the lawn?
No, that's probably, that's my dad probably. Or the neighbor, I don't know. I'll investigate and get back to you next week.
Oh, man. Anything else?
I wanted to bring up Spotify this week, so I did. I did my thing.
Didn't you bring it up already?
Yeah.
How about you, Greg?
I have one thing, and we'll just be done. This will just take a few minutes.
Is it something I'm just going to edit out anyway? So why bother?
Yeah, we're probably going to edit it out anyway. So I was thinking in a drive to the grocery store the other day that. One of the reasons we started this podcast is so it could be a vehicle for exposing all the work you've done through the years. And so I don't think we've featured your songs in the last several months. So let's do that
well,
soon.
When are, Carl, I want to hear when some are you more releasing songs. Your new songs? So you've been working on some.
I've been kind of procrastinating, I have to admit. I've been just doing other stuff. And so, you know, hey...
Well, we can take old B-sides from, like, 2004. I don't care. Let's just have some more Carl songs on the podcast.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, edit that out, if you will.
You're my biggest, you're one of my biggest fans, Greg.
I'm your only fan.
Right. I don't need to have an OnlyFans account. I have my OnlyFans.
On that
next
note,
week we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. On that note, I think it is time for us to get on out of this episode. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the 9420 podcast. Make sure you listen all the way through because we have one more single called The River. For everything we spoke about in this episode, you can go to our website, which is 9420.com. That is the numbers 94 and the letters TWENTY. Until next time, we'll talk to y'all later.
Roof. Ain't no method embedded in the light of day.